everyone. Welcome back to Beyond the Couch with Bridges Mental Health. Today we're jumping into terminations in therapy, the importance of it, and maybe we can even start with how harsh of a word termination is, which is basically how we talk about coming to the end of working with someone or working with a therapist. But I know people have a lot of reactions to the word termination, even in my own experience. And so how do you all kind of view that word, and what does it mean to you all?
I think the word itself, you know, we're all therapists, so we know the meaning of the word. But I know that when I've shared the term termination with clients, there is something very clinical and kind of cold about it versus saying like, we're making the decision to end our work together, or we're saying goodbye, which is probably a lot more of an organic way to talk about the topic.
Yeah. I'm not sure when I first heard that term, maybe at the clinic or something, but yeah, like a lot of medical terminology, it doesn't make that much sense. I don't usually say that to my clients. So I don't know if any of them know that I consider it a termination or something, but it's already a very difficult thing because the concept of endings is hard for many people, right? When you think about relationships ending, that's usually not a positive thing. And yet a therapeutic ending can be a really positive thing. It has a lot of complex feelings around it. But generally, if it's a planned ending, it's because progress has been made. The person feels better and feels like they've gained something to the point that they can no longer be in therapy.
Yeah, that's a good point. And ideally, you know, the therapeutic relationship or the experience between client and therapist is one that where we can feel like you can talk about a planned ending and that the ending isn't so abrupt, I guess, that there is ability to reflect and have a meaningful end to a sort of relationship or the state of a relationship, which I think is more of what we're thinking about in the importance of it. We had a previous episode about how to find a therapist and how to start and how difficult it can be to find a good fit. And sometimes, you know, you work with a therapist for a while and you come to a natural end. And sometimes you realize that the person that you started working with is maybe not the right fit and you do want to stop working with them. And that can be so difficult, like the way that you're speaking, Diana, about the struggle of endings in general, of even if they're soon and early, like we generally struggle with saying goodbye or speaking our real feelings or actually navigating ways to not ghost.
Yeah, Christy, I think it's important you bring up the kind of different kinds of goodbyes that can happen in therapy, that sometimes it is planned, sometimes it is a joyful thing. This person has achieved their goals, they're ready to wrap up their work or move on to a therapist that's maybe has a different approach and specialized in a different area. Or sometimes it is something happened, there was like a rupture, it's clear the therapist isn't the right fit. I've had clients share with me, you know, I'm just not ready to go there yet, which I also really respect and can understand that something is coming up and yet the person's not feeling like they're in the place yet where they're ready to take it on. And in all those cases, my belief about this, at least, is that termination is so important. And despite the reason why, that there is a lot of benefit to getting the opportunity to share your experience, to say goodbye, to wrap up a relationship, kind of regardless of the reason why it's ending. And even though it can be so hard and difficult to say goodbye or to share with someone how you're really feeling about an experience.
Yeah. And I think therapy should be one of those places where you can have that kind of conversation about an ending. I think a lot of people don't allow themselves that outside of therapy or want to go there, right? Because it's already very painful in some cases. But if your therapist is someone who should be non-judgmental, open to listening, emotionally, you know, able to hold, then it should be this one place to try to have whatever difficult conversations you want to have when a relationship ends.
Definitely. I like that perspective. And I think about therapy as serving this role in a lot of ways, whether or not this is the way that people always choose to use it, but it's an opportunity to practice interpersonal skills that often feel scary for us, like saying goodbye, like delivering that difficult piece of feedback. in a space that's hopefully safe and secure, but that if your therapist is a good therapist, hopefully they won't be coming at it from a judgmental place or a harsh place, and that it's a safe environment for you to really practice some of these skills that, you know, I know and imagine come up in everybody's life at some point.
Us as therapists might also get in, or there might be some risks of us feeling defensive or us having our own human reactions when someone is letting us know their honest opinions or their honest experience about our work together. And that's our own stuff to move through and to work on. And that's our kind of responsibility that we have as therapists to explore or notice our own reactions, especially something defensive or judgmental or harsh. And not that clients should expect to feel that judgment from therapists, but we're also mindful of that stuff being emotional on our end too. And I personally would so much rather hear how a client is really experiencing me than to kind of lose out on that opportunity to hear them and to notice how I might be impacting other people and maybe even come to some understanding that might not have been achievable without talking or confronting those emotions or experiences. I've had this experience in therapy too, where I was having my own reaction to the work or something that my therapist said. And by bringing it up, we were actually able to kind of move through it in a different way and feeling more deep and trusting and connected after the fact. Even if I had initially been resolved to, like, you know, maybe they're not the best fit for me, or maybe I kind of want to move into not having therapy every week or working with someone else, but then it actually feels like, oh, my thoughts and honest opinions are really important and valuable here. And maybe that's something that I want to continue to work on. Because like you're saying, Sam, we don't always get those opportunities in other relationships in our lives, or we have had bad experiences with endings and goodbyes. And therapy is such a creative way to navigate how we would like to do goodbyes or how we would have wished we would have had a send off.
It's so hard, right? Because while we know as therapists, our goal is to create that safe space for our clients to be honest, it can be really hard for anybody to bring up a problem. And it's easier to maybe avoid and just not show up to the next session, or just say over email, you know, that you want to end therapy. A variety of non-conflictual ways to end therapy without expressing what's really the issue. And then if someone actually gets to the point where they say something and a therapist doesn't respond with just openness, then it really can block progress. And then therapists are also human, right? Even though we know this is what we're supposed to do, sometimes it can be, you know, hard as well when, you know, certain triggers are coming up in a session. Like you said, when it does come out and both parties are open and try to talk about it, so many great things can come out of that.
Both of you, I know you've mentioned some joyful terminations as well, and having some really positive or maybe even feeling interactions with folks around endings. I'm curious if any of them are coming to mind.
I have a couple that come to mind right away. I mean, there's always that termination every once in a while where someone is really working towards something and then they get it. Like, I'm thinking of a client who had a particular career goal that he was really working towards, and our termination happened because he got to a point where he was moving to pursue that career goal for himself. And so that's like a real moment of something that we've worked towards together, something that, you know, was part of the plan. They achieved it. That's great. And then there are also terminations that can still feel joyful, where perhaps someone is making the choice that is best for themselves, if that makes sense, around, I might have a certain idea or belief about what may be helpful for someone in their therapeutic work. And yet there can be a real joy and celebration in even a client telling me, I disagree, that's not where I want to take my work, or I recognize that that's something that at some point I want to work on, but I just don't know if this is the time or this is the space for me to do that. And even though, you know, we want to see our clients through these journeys in life, I can also have a ton of respect and happiness for a client who's willing to advocate for themselves and what they feel like they need, even if that means that I'm not the one that gets to do that work with them.
Yeah, totally. I've had a similar conversation with clients in the past where they're feeling like, okay, I know this stuff is here, or I know that there's a lot of like childhood stuff that could be unpacked a bit more, and I'm so tired, or I'm really enjoying where I'm at right now, and it doesn't really feel like that time or the space to do so. And I think that maybe brings to mind then like how, even if we come to an ending or a goodbye, there is a lot of spaciousness and time in what healing really looks like. And it doesn't necessarily only happen in one therapeutic relationship or one sort of stint, that there's so much that I've taken from past therapy experiences that I still think about often, that there is still this sort of phantom therapeutic relationship that we might bring with us after we end working with someone, mm-hmm. that we could keep on to the things that we talked about, even like certain phrases or language that really sticks with us.
Yeah, I'm thinking back on some clients who I've ended therapy with recently that I've been working with for some time. And, you know, it's always bittersweet. And even if it is positive, sometimes there are other factors, like, you know, someone moves, they're no longer in New York, or financially it becomes something that, you know, they need to think about reprioritizing some things. And I actually had recently ended therapy with someone I'd been working with for, I don't know, maybe 3 years, 2 to 3 years, and saw this person through a lot of life transitions, from going from being a student to living on their own, and made the decision to see a therapist in network. And that was in alignment with this person's goals of trying to become financially independent. And so, you know, internally, I was so proud that this person did that. And at the same time, I felt really sad that we weren't going to be able to continue our work together, but it was exactly what was right for her. And I was just really glad that she had come to that point where she recognized that it was the best thing for her.
When you speak about that, like, it's in line with her goals, and you have this sense of your client and what's really important or meaningful to them, even if it comes at a loss for your own relationship with them. And I'm thinking about that too, because we experience life together. And, you know, it's not necessarily that therapists are sharing about their own lives, but we're just as
invested.
We're invested. Yeah. Like, as you talked about seeing your client go through different life transitions, a recent termination that I've had with a client is just reflecting on the past almost a year that we are working together. So much happened, and it is lovely to have a session or have some space to reflect on what they've really survived over the time that I've been in their life. And it's amazing to reflect on where were they when they first started working with me, and how do they feel now, and all of the life that happens between that sometimes we might not share as much, even with our friends or our families, who don't get to have that weekly or daily experience with us. And it feels almost as if, not necessarily that we go through it with them, but we're witnessing to it too. And we feel affected by the wins and the losses that our clients go through.
Yeah. I think what you both spoke on really touches on, and I know we've touched on this a little bit in this episode so far, but the humanness of your therapist as well, and the fact that it might be meaningful for them to get a chance to say goodbye, kind of regardless of what the reason is. You know, I believe that there's huge benefit for the client in termination. And if it was just about the therapist, I wouldn't feel so strongly about it. But that therapy is a relationship that is reciprocal between two or three or more people, depending on group, couples, whatever it is that you're going through. But it's a relationship on the therapist part as well. And I do think of many terminations as feeling really meaningful to me as like a human, not even in my career, but just as a person who knew this person, and we were in each other's lives in the set way for a period of time. But the goodbye is meaningful for me too.
And I think the word that's coming to mind for me is like intentional, right? Because if we don't stop to reflect on the most you know, meaningful relationships in our lives or meaningful events that happen, how can we make meaning? How can we celebrate them, right? And I think that's what comes up in terminations, right? Really taking stock and being intentional about what you want to take away from this experience.
I was going to share that hearing us talk about this, it actually reminds me of my first time being in therapy as an adult, where I kind of saw the therapist on my own. I ghosted my therapist. And this was before I had begun my journey to become a therapist. And I think about that a lot. And there were reasons why I decided not to continue working with this person. But I do wonder now, being on the other side of it, around how she might have felt not hearing from me again, or how that experience was for her, what she wondered might have happened to me. You know, when clients just disappear, I do feel worried and I need to make sure that they're safe, even if they decide that they don't want to see me again, which is okay. But I wonder too around how cathartic or different it might have felt if I had actually had given myself the opportunity to say goodbye or to tell this person how something that they had said had made me feel. Maybe it would have been a situation like Christy had mentioned, where we were able to work through something. But the truth is, I didn't, because that was so my stuff at the time. I didn't want to say goodbye to that person. And yes, it was partially what she said, but it was also partially me avoiding something that I anticipated was going to be really hard. So we do it too. Therapists do it too.
We are sharing about our own perspectives as therapists on this podcast. And there are other therapy podcasts, but it is not necessarily as common to hear from the therapist and what these things really feel like and how it is a professional, very specific relationship. And there's a lot of our own emotions part of it too. We're navigating these real relationships on our end.
Yeah. I'm also mindful of us being three cisgender Asian females, and the concept of avoidance and, you know, not wanting to upset someone, not wanting to cause conflict, and how that might show up too in the ways that we avoid.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's not a common practice, or even just kind of like preferring to just stay quiet and be nice and polite and try to be accommodating, even if it's to the detriment of my own self-growth or kind of losing out on an opportunity to be more honest and benefiting from that, or actually getting to grow from it. Sometimes it, my younger self for sure would avoid things.
I have a wild story for you both. And Christy, feel free to cut this if it doesn't feel relevant, but I'm going to share it because I think it's hilarious and I will keep things anonymous / I don't think this person will ever listen to this podcast. But a person in my family, when he was much younger, was seeing a psychiatrist and a therapist, and the therapist moved and they stopped working together, but he kind of continued to see the psychiatrist. And I found out that this person had continued to see the psychiatrist for 20 years and not take the medication that the psychiatrist was prescribing to him, because he had so many feelings about not wanting to say goodbye or tell her, I'm actually stable and I'm fine and I don't need this medication. And yet he felt that he owed her something that they terminated when the psychiatrist retired. And so I think that says a lot about this person in my family, who is very sweet, but I think about that story and I think how misguided this all is. I think if you're on the side of a psychiatrist or a therapist, you're just like, oh God, imagine.
But also just imagining like, oh no, did I help this person?
Yeah. Well, she'll never know. But we know. But I think it really speaks to how much mental health professionals can mean to someone, and how someone might feel a certain kind of way for a long time about not wanting to say goodbye. But also, I imagine for this person in my family, how much time and energy they might have saved if they had made the choice to terminate with the psychiatrist.
That's so interesting. It's like the opposite of like how hard goodbyes are. So I just won't say goodbye and continue to see you for 20 years.
Exactly. It's the alternative end of the spectrum.
I love that story.
I just can't believe it. But is he okay now that they're not seeing each other anymore?
Oh yeah. He was relieved. He wanted to terminate, but he just didn't. He felt too bad.
I wasn't sure where it was coming from. I thought it was because he was going to miss this psychiatrist.
Oh no.
So much
I guess that. Yeah. I guess that part is important context. He felt that he didn't need her anymore, but he just felt like, oh, she helped me 20 years ago when I was in such a bad place. So I'm just going to keep going to her for 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, with that, we will come to the end of this episode. So you can find us on Instagram at Bridges Mental Health. Feel free to review us, give us your thoughts, and we'll be back soon.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.